This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron Norris with the Norris Group, and this is our second interview with James Shepherd of Centric. Last week we talked about a lot of recall devices, but can you show us an example?
So you may be aware, or listeners may have heard, that about 2 years ago, there were 2 million Samsung washing machines that were recalled. And they were recalled because they had an imbalance in the spinner. And with the new technology of motors that are so incredibly powerful, right, the things that allow you to pull your clothes out almost dry from the washer, combined with the imbalance and the power, these things had a risk and did, in a number of cases, vibrate out of control to the point where they basically blew apart, right? Oh. They basically exploded in the consumer's home. So 2 million of these things recalled. Oh, no. Samsung, you know, hats off to them. They did a great job of really digging in to find the owners of these products, even though, keep in mind, you know, less than 10% of products get registered. So Samsung didn't know who had these 2 million washing machines, but in partnership with Home Depot and Best Buy and Lowe's, they really dug in and found the owners. But nonetheless, you know, people can own these things and not know that they still have one. So what you're looking at here on the screen is an example. We would also send this out to you via email and in-app notification, but we're going to tell you that, hey, this thing matches a recall and you need to take a look and take action. So here in the app, I'm just clicking on the take action notification we give you, and you can see here what the actual, you know, if you ever did find yourself scrolling around the Consumer Product Safety Commission's recall database, this is the kind of thing you're going to see. So actually, it was 2.8 million units, you see.
Wow.
There. And again, you know, Samsung was really pulling out all the stops to make this right for its customers. So they, you know, they were sending technicians in to do in-home repairs. In some cases, they did replacements. So if you own one of these things, why on earth would you not want to know and get it fixed at Samsung's expense, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's the kind of thing that we're finding every day and helping people make sure they know about.
Now, we haven't even brought this up. I'm still using the app for free. Has that changed from the consumer standpoint? If I download the app or I'm on the website, is it still free?
Yep. So for any consumer and anybody listening to the show right now, they can go to the Apple or Google Play Store, and they can get the app on iOS or Android. It's Centric, C-E-N-T-R-I-Q, and it's free, and it always will be. It's always free to the consumer. For the trades, when I talk about us ramping up our efforts to work with the ecosystem that surrounds the homeowner, what you're paying for, you can still use it on a one-off basis for free. But if you pay for the professional version, you're going to be able to put your branding on it, right? I'm back on the homepage of Centric showing off where in this case, John Smith at the home inspection company Pillar to Post is able to stay visible and top of mind with that consumer. So that's valuable, certainly, to real estate agents who spend $500 million a year on closing gifts, trying to stay top of mind after the transaction, right? So if you pay for the branding, you end up with a number of different abilities. You get to brand it. You get to be able to easily transfer properties. So what I mean by that is, if you're a builder and you set up the account and now you're ready to hand it off to the buyer, we've got this great feature in there that I'm showing on the screen right now where I can just go in and I can say, okay, I'm ready to hand it over to the buyer. I just enter their name and email address. I press transfer. When they accept it, they now have access and I don't. So they've got the privacy to go on and add all their consumer electronics and anything else that matters to them. So that's a really nice feature. And those two things really comprise the pro version. And the pro version is priced at $5 per home per year, Or if you're doing a certain volume, you can pay $350 per year for unlimited homes. So you can do the math. And if you're a property manager or a builder or somebody that's doing any level of volume at all, it just makes sense to do the $350 a year. And also, because we were coming on the show, I wanted to make sure that listeners had an opportunity to try it out at no risk. So there is a 90 days free. If you try it and you transfer properties and all that, and you decide you don't want to pay the $5 or the $350 for unlimited homes, that's fine. Everybody gets to keep what they have. The only thing that happens is your brand falls off of it for the user. So it's pretty risk-free way to check it out as a pro. But again, as a consumer, just go to the iOS or Google Play Store, download it, and walk around your house and see what it's all about.
Well, I really like this from the putting on my realtor hat for a second, the concept of a surprise closing gift. We're always trying to stay memorable and relevant. And, you know, I get a lot of emails from my realtor friends trying to stay relevant in my inbox, even though it's just hard. It all ends up going to spam. But what's really cool about this, they might not go in every month. They might only go in once a year when they need something. But if you, as a realtor, before you close, went through the house, took all the pictures, took pictures of the house before, so they had it for their records, you're basically handing them a digital folder with all the user manuals, the how-tos. You could even create your own custom videos about your favorite places to eat, or maybe something special about that specific neighborhood, or, you know, the schools. You could upload it, so when you hand them over, if they're looking at you and it's just extra information and a cool way to brand yourself. And then for $350 a year, if you're doing a ton of these, it just seems like something very unique. It wouldn't necessarily take a lot of time, especially if you were the listing agent and you were already involved in the transaction. You're already going in there and taking beautiful pictures. You can end up giving those to the consumer. It just seems like a no-brainer and a cool gift, especially as we're working with more millennials that are a lot more digitally demanding, should I say?
Yeah, I think that the market is starting to expect this sort of thing. I mean, the number one response that I would get within my sort of broad professional circle when I left Salesforce to go build this was, wow, I can't believe something like that doesn't already exist, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just sort of a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't you have the digital operator's guide for your home, right? Mm-hmm. So one of our investors is the National Association of Realtors, and they pick every year, they pick six upcoming property tech companies that they think have potential to really add value to their membership. They bring them into an incubation program, kind of teach them the ropes of the real estate market, etc. And, you know, we learn a lot, but what they're also doing, which is really clever, is they're getting real insights into which of these things really has legs. And then they go off and they make investments in a select number of them. So they made an investment in us. And I think the reason that they did that is that they look and say, well, wait a minute. Today, if somebody buys a home, they maybe get handed a ratty old user manual somebody found when they moved the deep freeze, right? And then they get a good luck, you're on your own. Contrast that with being handed everything you need as a consumer to have a good experience in that home, right? The digital operator's guide for the home. And so they say that kind of just makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the model that we're sort of working off of. And I like what you point out about the impact. Like, our thinking about it is not, we're not an advertising platform. This is not about maximizing brand impressions. This is about delivering value, right? So today, I touched on earlier that we're sort of on a multi-phase path. And today we think we've done a great job of replacing that binder of manuals. But that's not where we're staying, right? Where we're going is to help you get the most out of everything you own. So in the app, you know, I just clicked on right now, for example, if you were looking at the screen, you'd see that while we've been talking about refrigerators and washing machines, this is every bit as relevant for, in this case, televisions and radios and smartwatches and headphones. Think of the number of things the average consumer owns with an on switch,
yeah,
which are not always intuitive to use When problems happen, how do you troubleshoot them? You want to keep track of them, so you've got the warranty info if you need it, right? Mm-hmm. All of that. So while today, if you're going to Centric Daily, you've got a problem, right? You should probably think about selling that property. But right now, on average, our users come back to Centric about every 6 to 7 weeks, right? They're coming back to add new things that they bought. They're coming back to look up how to troubleshoot something. They're coming back to reference a document or a receipt or a photo that they put in. So it's every 6 to 7 weeks that sponsor, whoever's face is on it, is being correlated with adding value. But the whole point about making it so that consumers can put everything in here is that you start to move every 6 to 7 weeks up to every week or so, right? It's never our goal to be beyond weekly use, right? I think that's, you know, that suggests you've got some problems with your stuff. But that is where we're going, is that it's the trusted companion for people with lots of stuff, which is all of us. And therefore, the impact that that realtor in this particular case, but it could also be a builder or a mortgage lender, etc., they're making a high value impact because they're associated with really helping the consumer.
I was thinking about, you know, a lot of our investors, definitely, I would say a greater majority focus on the first time home buyer market. So we've all been that first time home buyer. It's, the process is so overwhelming. You're not necessarily, at least I didn't. I was like, hey, where are the user manuals for these things? So if the realtor at the time I bought my primary residence would have handed me something like this and shown me, I would have, that would have made an impact. And I would have thought that that was pretty stinking cool, that they would have taken the time to do that. And another point being, when it comes to my rental properties, nobody calls me when I'm at home where all my files are for a property. They're calling me and they're like, oh, this went down. And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to call the handyman. And I'm like, oh geez, I have a few properties that have, oh, they only made that in 1978. They don't make that kind of thing anymore. So instead of having the repair guy go out there and tell me that, I pretty much already know, like, yeah, we're going to have to replace that water heater or whatever it is this time. So don't even bother. Just let's buy a new one and let's just save you 3 hours of time. So, yeah.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, when are you likely to hear about a water heater failing? When you're boarding an airplane to leave the, to head across the country, right? And then you're going to be left with, oh God, what do I do? So, you know, that type of access to information, that's exactly what we're talking about, right? Like, you know, these are not sexy topics. People don't like to think about home or property maintenance. They don't like to think about fixing things, but we exist because when you do need to think about it, if you don't have something like this, if you don't have the right information at the right time, you're going to do your equivalent of paying $200 to change batteries.
Yep. Very true. And this is very visual. The user interface is, just congratulations, by the way, the user interface just in the last few years has gotten really quite lovely. It's very visual. So even if you're working with a consumer that maybe English isn't their first language, they would probably get what they needed. So that's always really helpful as well. I noticed that you've got a vendor. So is it, at some point, is the future that, say there's, I don't know, where are the vendors going to come into play?
When you say vendors, what exactly do you mean?
Up at the top of the website by the question mark, I think there's a little vendor button. Is that to store? Service providers, sorry.
Oh, service providers, yep. Yeah, so right now you can upload the different service providers that you work with by property, right? So if, let's just say you're an investor that owns 10 homes and you self-manage those homes, you can populate, right now you do it property by property, but again, I talk about these bulk upload capabilities. Mm-hmm. You can say, okay, you know, I use this same plumber across all my properties, but we're here in the Bay Area of San Francisco, and you'll find people that won't cross the Bay Bridge and some that won't cross the Golden Gate Bridge. And so you can't just say, this is the plumber, this is the electrician. You have to identify those on a property by property basis. So that's what that's all about. And the other thing about being listed as a sponsor here, like this individual from Pillar to Post, you of course get a contact record in there. The entire point is that it's really easy for them to make contact with you. It's really easy for them to share your contact with other people as a referral, et cetera.
Well, and to that point, so say I'm the realtor that's going to hand this off. Is there a way that I can insert like, hey, here's the closest handyman, the lawn guy, and a cleaning service that are my absolute favorite?
Yep, that's exactly right. So what you would do if this home at 567 Second Street that folks that are seeing this would see, when they go to transfer this, they're transferring everything in it to the new buyer. So what they would want to do is they would want to go in and they would add the service providers. And again, we're creating a bulk upload feature for this so you can do this all, you know, sort of easily in bulk. Right now, you do it one by one. But for that property, you would input, these are the people I recommend. And that also saves realtors from getting that call at 11 o'clock on a Friday night from somebody who can't figure out how to use the washing machine and thinks the realtor is the one to call.
And for the real estate investors on the phone, like, how cool would that if you're strategically using some service providers, sending you leads about board ups or properties that they hear might need work, a handyman that's inside a house that's completely busted and they get wind of maybe somebody passing on and the family's going to sell the house. That just, it's a cool relationship building piece for those of us in the business. And this is a very relationship driven business altogether. So there you go.
Well, when you think about it, you know, if you're in the market looking for an electrician, who's the best electrician that you could possibly use, right? Mm-hmm. It's the electrician that the previous owner used who knows that house intimately,
yep.
Assuming, of course, they had a good experience with it,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Because now you're getting the person that knows that property, and that's invaluable.
Exactly. I just think this just covers so many different unique bases, and just as a special gift, I've never seen anybody really do this before. I actually bring up your tool just so you know when I present on technology, because this is still one of my favorite, very practical tools that I've seen and that I actually use. So I do enjoy it. Well, is there anything else you want to...
I'd love to hear that.
Anything else you sort of want to... Oh, real quick. So you can upload videos. Is there a limit to the amount of things that you can host per property?
There is not presently a limit to what can be hosted per property. We're building some compression capabilities to make uploads faster and to reduce the file size.
Okay.
I expect that we will want to look at some limits in the future. We do have some users that are doing some incredible stuff, but no, we think that use case just makes a lot of sense, right? We've seen people do some really interesting things. So with the home inspection market and actually with the builders market, we're seeing something take shape, which is really cool. And that is the idea of teach me my house. So they are not just handing over user manuals, et cetera, but they are, you know, they're doing this kind of thing of like, hey, here's how you do the different utility shutoffs, right? This is what you do in case of emergency. You just turn this wrench. You talk about first-time home buyers, right? First-time home buyers don't know what to do when the heat goes out in the furnace. They don't know what a sump pump is, let alone the role that it plays if you just bought a house along the Missouri River with record flooding coming, right? So that kind of information is perfectly delivered in this kind of video platform to the user.
Right. And especially if you're sharing this with a tenant as well, you could always do a video walkthrough with the tenant. So there's always a record that the tenant can see it. But then those things, like you said, if you've got multiple properties and there's an emergency to have, this is where the gas shutoff is. And that kind of information is pretty stinking valuable.
Yeah, I think so. I'm glad you see it that way as well.
Well, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes, and if we could nerd out a little bit and sort of talk about the future of this stuff, because I love technology and I'm so interested in everything from 5G to robotics and artificial intelligence. And I've been watching Lowe's for the last several years really invest heavily in a lot of interesting technology with Google Tango, being able to, you know, point cameras at like an oven and then have it automatically measured and then pulling in product that would fit that space and then add it to your cart. You go to the store. They've got the virtual reality experience to where the Lowe's can create what your kitchen will look like and be able to swap out on the fly different materials. But I can see where a tool like this, if eventually you had partners with like a Wayfair or an IKEA, being able to, you know, walk into a new home and because this app knew your, you know, what furniture you had, it knew the size, and then, you know, artificially it's throwing things in rooms that you could see what it would look like in real time. I mean, do you have any idea where, do you have any visions of where you'd like to see this kind of tool go?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of visions and we have a number of really interesting things that are on the practical build soon roadmap. So for example, oftentimes we've got things in our home, they may be appliances, they may be consumer electronics, but you're in there checking out, I'm not getting the performance out of this thing I'd like to be. Maybe I want to think about doing something with it. So one of the things that we're looking at doing this year is we can automatically determine the value of the product because we know the age of it from the serial number. And so we can tell you, hey, you know, that refrigerator or that television has a market value. You could sell that right now on eBay or Craigslist or anywhere else. You could sell that for $350. And because we know the dimensions, we can also then present very targeted, relevant offers about ones that could replace it, right? And then you've got Lowe's and Home Depot and Best Buy chasing your business saying, hey, you know, we've got this amazing deal on this upgrade replacement that will fit because, again, we know your dimensions. So get rid of that one easily. Somebody will come pick it up through Centric for $375 and apply that towards this new purchase. So that helps you kind of facilitate the upgrade process.
Interesting.
But one of the other areas that we're pretty focused on is when you think about having a problem with any product you own, and I don't care if it's a drone you got your kid for high school graduation, or it's the television, or it's in your rental property, and we're talking about your dishwasher or your furnace, today, the support you need, the information and knowledge you need to resolve that problem as quickly and cost-effectively as possible, it's all pretty locked up in a variety of places, right? It might be embedded in your user manual. Somebody might have been writing about it on a blog post. It's probably in some service training materials that the manufacturer has for their own technicians. So we're applying AI, artificial intelligence, to extracting the best content out there and making it accessible both visually but also through the various personal assistants, right? The Alexas and the Siris of the world. So imagine that your tenant calls you up or shoots you a text and says, hey, the dishwasher's flashing an R2 code, and you're able to just say, Alexa, what's the R2 code in my rental property in Des Moines mean? And Alexa, through the Siri or through the Centric skill, knows that, okay, well, I know the dishwasher you have in that Des Moines property, and forgive me, but my Alexa in the background just responded to me. I'll have to turn her down.
I would hate if my name was Alexa. It's terrible.
That's right. But so now you're able to just ask this question and the answer is presented to you, right? Wow. Oh, the R2 code means the filter needs to be cleaned. Send them the video you see in Centric and show them how to do it, right?
Wow.
That's the kind of thing that we're after, is if the answer is already known, we're surfacing it so that it's accessible. Again, you know, our mission is simplify the lives of homeowners. And by homeowners, I don't just mean owner-occupants. It can also be the other people that own the home that are going to get that call.
Wow. Well, I knew this was probably going to happen, but we are out of time. If somebody wants to explore the app, what is the best way they should probably check you out?
So they should check us out. Go to mycentric.com/Norris. So that's mycentric.com/Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. And you'll see kind of how it works for builders and realtors and, you know, the ecosystem of professionals that, that touch the home. And you'll also be able to learn a lot more about how Centric works and what it does. And of course, you know, go to the App Store, download it, and play with it on your own home.
Well, I really appreciate you taking some extra time. We were only going to do one show, but it's clear that we needed two. So thank you.
That was great to be here, Aaron.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under California DRE License 01219911, Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577, and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.